Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servants, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Facing very difficult, impossible situations, the Lord said is far more than able. Even when you are confused of how the thing will come to pass, there's somebody towards this, my left hand side, who you are passing through very difficult things to the point that you are thinking to yourself, how will you come out of it? The only thing I hear you saying, Bobo Ishoroto Walayemio. He said he will respond. Now, by the time you get home, you will meet partially done. Before the turnout of this week, God will have sorted you out. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All put to cause of that. Man of God, thank you so much. God bless you. You have a prophet in the house. Hope you know. Now, I do not say that lightly. There's no need for me to be describing line by line the things that happened as I sat down there. Please, who dropped this money? It is you. What you are asking the Lord for, and what you dropped the seed for, the Lord has answered you. So that you will know this is not happenstance. As you sat down there are things you repented of. And you said, Lord, I'm sorry for this area. So that you will know that the Lord did not just, me rabbarazzi or give me a general word because I saw money. You repented on something so that you know that the Lord heard you. It's not allowed me. I'm trying to ask, what is it you are asking? Oh, from one spring of impossibility, you tried this one, it does not work. That some resistance you're facing, the Lord has folded it out. You see, all we saw was Anna muttering. We saw Anna muttering. So the man said, maybe he's drunk. Maybe this Anna is drunk. Maybe he's drunk. This Anna, maybe he's drunk. And then Anna said, I'm not drunk. And then the Lord spoke out Anna's prayer point. So that you know that the Lord answered you. And Lord is in this place. What you asked for, the Lord has done for you. That thing looking impossible, very tough, God has answered. I say that man of God is man of God because as he was ministering, I quietly was watching, and I really wanted to just worship the Lord with you. The Lord gave me more prayer points for your church than word of knowledge. So maybe as we begin to pray, angels work with you, hope you know. Angels work with you. The things you say repeatedly in a service typically will always come to pass. I'm glad I'm hearing you minister physically for the first time. That anything you keep saying repeatedly, will always come to pass. That's your ministry. You understand? Angels were with us. Amen. By the way, the Lord spoke to me about this building, that this building has a problem that things don't succeed inside. That somewhere along the line, things just die off in this building. The Lord said, your case and this ministry is different. Because you're going to grow from strength to strength to strength to strength to strength to strength to strength. Of course, there's some resistances. And because we know each other. As I came into the room, they came at me. You're serious. Well, that's for another day. I want us to pray. Say, my Father.
My Father.
I like the way you are praying. Say, my Father.
My Father.
Yes. Say, prayer house, I'm inside. Say, my Father.
My Father.
Every resistance.
Every resistance.
Look at me. 32 years personal experience. Deep understanding of scripture. There is no ongoing resistance that does not have a human being sponsoring it. You didn't hear me? Spirits are not really interested in your case. It's your family members who do whatever. The force of the weight of the resistance you are feeling is spirit-driven, but human-originated. Did you hear me? Jesus said, for the members of a man's household are his own enemies. Nothing happens to your soul if you say, well, Prophet Benga Shafe, because I didn't know him before, made $25 billion is a name. The moment I say, Prophet Benga that you met once, a feeling begins to arise inside my soul. Now, it's not perceptible what that spirit is, whether it's a good one or not, what that feeling is, until Prophet Benga is a friend we grew up together. See, the closer I come in filiality to you, sir, the more the feeling of the way I feel towards you will increase. If it's a good feeling, it's going to manifest at the peak. Prophet Benga, they say you meet 10 billion. Where's my own? I will let your tire disturb your wife until you give my share. For no apparent reason, we are just close. Because I just know you and you had a breakthrough. I must collect. Hello? This African feeling, Abby. It's a normal thing. So, dear believer, when people bill you, don't be afraid. We're in Africa. Do you understand? See, what did I do to them? So, no, you have just suddenly become richer. So, they must bill you. So, when you're praying for your next breakthrough, be asking Lord for billable breakthrough. Say, Lord, the way things are, 3 cars will not be enough. So that I am fasting for 1 car. It took me years to know this. I was believing God for my first car. God said, you should have asked for 2 because your wife is going to struggle this hearing. I know the answer is, you understand? So be asking God for people on your street. That, Lord, let me be the person they come to their house to knock for the extra car. Because the same miracle that brought the first one can actually be bigger if you were planning and asking God for the bigger one. Because you know the scripture? God who is able to do far. No. There are five words. Far. Ojino. Exceedingly. Opoju. Abundantly. Otupogon. Above. All you are ever able to ask or imagine. Imagination is also a type of asking. Do you understand? So the capacity to do of God is far, exceedingly, abundantly, above all. But the base is your asking and your imagination. Pastor Benga is asking for several congregations. I've never asked God for several congregations in my heart. Because I know the sense of managing one. But I can see your faith is large. So therefore, God begins to deal with you that way. What you ask for, God begins to work that way with you. That's the way I'm going. Say, Lord, give me breakthrough. That caters for everybody. Breakthrough that destroys witchcraft. Rest upon my life. And the work of my hands. Begin to tell the Lord. Breakthroughs that will deal with the foundations of witchcraft. Rest upon my life and everyone here, O Lord. And this ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus. Breakthroughs that will break the foundation of witchcraft. In Jesus' mighty name, we are afraid. You know why people are practicing witchcraft? Money is not plenty. You know why everybody is looking at everybody's plate? Because everybody is looking for something. The moment everybody's plate is complete, there's no need to be doing like this. So, there are many hostilities I've seen. I'm always asking, Lord, what did I do? Africa is just a place where people are just envious, but don't be too angry about the envy. It's because they perceive that a person's rise is bigger than theirs. Yeah. If the Lord helps the believer, he will make you the one upon whom that spirit will end. Amen. He will do what? I was taken up in a trance as I was there. I saw somebody stretching their hand to take what's in front of me. I was laughing. Wow. And what that person has in their front already, they can't even manage. But The junior brother of madness is that you are looking at everybody's, you are looking to what to take. Yes, I will take, I will take. When God blesses you, what is enough? So the man's enemies are the members of his own household. So the use case for enmity rises the closer people come to you. And people cannot attack you until they know you, know where you go to, how you come in, how you go back. If we're going to pray, say, every infiltrator of witchcraft, disturbing my life, what are you waiting for? Watch this. So I heard the sister say, don't kill everybody now. Listen, listen, listen. Can someone give me Isaiah 26 verse 10? Now, I may deal with some Bruce theology here, forgive me. But I've done some scriptural understanding. I started Bible study as a Bible study teacher in our Baptist church. Anybody that understands the meaning of Baptist church, you know that there's something going on there. Baptist church, Bible study. I was there at 12:13. Watch the scripture. Let favor be showed to the wicked, yet he will not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness, where the rule is upright, everybody is upright, everybody is walking upright, he will deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of the Lord. Give me another. This one is obscure. Give me another translation. Read it in many translations. There are some people that mercy cannot cure, sir. There are some people that favor, mercy. What? Grace. Yes, grace, grace. Grace. You know, Noah found grace in the sight of God, Old Testament scripture. Noah found grace where? You know, there are many Christians who say that grace is a New Testament concept. It's a lie. Noah found grace where? So, grace, grace. Grace is one of the highest. Grace and mercy are two of the highest faculties of arbitration of the Almighty God. Correct me, sir. Man of God, research, you are researcher of scriptures. Is there any other thing, grace and mercy? Any other? One translation says mercy. This one says grace. We've seen favor. But when grace, the word but is exception. If you choose to show grace to the wicked, they do not learn righteousness. The wicked is another level. What the Bible calls the wicked. They are not capable of any learning. Even in the land of uprightness, when the title of the land is Federal Republic of Uprightness, meaning in that land, people have no other consciousness. They are native of uprightness. Their culture, their popular proceeding culture is that they are upright. They go on doing evil. That suggests to me that wickedness is the mother of evil. And do not regard the majesty of the Lord. They can't regard the majesty. If you are dealing with this level of attack in your life, the only answer is destruction. Psalm 140 shows three levels of wickedness. Evil man. Evil man is one God says, I can't continue to contend with man because the thought of his heart is always evil. He's a thinker of evil. Number two is violent man. This is Psalm 140. Violent man has meditated on evil, so he wants to act it out, inflict harm, go against you, attack you, speak against you, stop you. That is a violent man. Violent man and evil man can still be rescued. Paul, Saul of Tarsus, is a violent man. But there's a higher level, the wicked. The wicked is a generator of evil. The wicked is totally incapable. Look, God has tested it with, what's his name? Thank you. Psalm 140. Rescue me, Lord, from evildoers. Protect me from the violent. One translation says the violent man, so there's evildoer. So, violent man who devise evil plans in their hearts and stir up war every day. So, between evil man and violent man, they can stir up war. Let's go on. But there's wicked. Wicked, the wicked is the third category. These ones are the ones that talk against you. They send people to come and look for you, to investigate you, make use rumor against you. That's still violent man and wicked man. Keep me safe, Lord, from the hands of the wicked. You see, the wicked, that's their root cause. When somebody is the wicked, I have only one wicked person. The Bible says, what's that popular scripture, sir? Isaiah 47. spoke about a sorceress who sold nations and families. So one sorceress, one witch can sell a whole Nigeria now. And by the way, one did. I will not tell you who. But one first lady sold us and her husband. Another day I will discuss it, not today. After that regime, Nigeria went down a downward slope that we have not recovered from by 9 years. They entered a covenant, husband and wife. So when you have that kind of sorceress in your family, those ones are not to be played with. The resistances you are facing are human. The Lord will show me techniques of infiltration as I sat down there. They first of all open a window and they will look into the building to see who is available. We're coming to pray about all of them. Say, my father. Say, every wickedness that is targeted at my destruction. Oh Lord, take action. One Bible verse, I think it's Psalm 89. It says, strike the nations with terror, O Lord. Let them know that they are but men. Strike. Say, Lord, strike. I didn't hear what. Say, Lord, strike. Every spiritual resistance. God delivers me this Sunday. He gets planted. Oh, your prayer temperature. You don't understand. As they were folding, there are people waiting at home. When you come, they don't need to see in the spirit. They know that your pathway is clear now. Amen. You didn't hear me. There are people that don't know what the pastor preached about. But tonight, when you sleep, there's a spiritual radar system. You say, how come it's now running fast? So they reinstitute it. And it doesn't matter whether you're apostle. 1 Thessalonians, I think, chapter 1. He said, I long to see you again and again. But Satan resisted me. New Testament, we are seated with Christ Jesus in the heavenly places. The man who wrote that said, I, Paul, tried to see you again and again. But Satan resisted me. You see, that resistance was by the people of Thessalonica who used immigration to keep Paul out. Do you understand? It was an immigration system. Who didn't want Paul? These spirits must need human entities. Say, all I want is that I don't want him to go. So the archangel who fell with the devil was in charge of making passageway or blocking God's enemies. Who is that? A demon. Just gives that person a pact and say nobody in the family will pass. So the pastor will pray and then you have deliverance this Sunday. You even dream that, yes, you saw yourself. But it happens again. There are forces. Say, every close infiltrator. Oh Lord, strike. Over my life, over my family, over this ministry, over the work of my hands. Oh Lord, strike for a final total deliverance. Final total deliverance. Final total. Finally, totally. Strike, oh Lord, strike, oh Lord. Strike, oh Lord, strike, oh Lord. Strike, oh Lord, strike, oh Lord. Strike, oh Lord, strike, oh Lord, strike. Strike, oh Lord, strike. Strike, oh Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are afraid. A friend called me. You saw him yesterday, by the way. If I describe him to you, you will remember him. Somebody called his mom. I said, Mama, it's like your son is no longer looking for work. You have stopped praying for him. It means he's getting successful, Abby. You didn't hear me. Are there no questions in your mind? How did the woman know about Mama's prayer life? How did and her prayer point? Who said that? Thank you, Mama. How did you know that she's praying for her son? How did you know that the son now is successful? And the boy is really now very successful. How did you know? We're praying together in GRE. And one of the pastors said, do you know that the people we are praying about are standing there? I said, where? I said, I can't say, but the man said, don't worry, he saw them. I said, okay. We finished prayer at 4 p.m. 4 a.m., I beg your pardon. The person we are praying for got to our room as she was entering. Watch, we are only pastors there. Only pastors. And this sister and her husband. When she got to her room, her own elder sister sent her a message. Say, Ekwa Durao, Lord Agba Durao. And her mother. That, well done for the prayer. May God. She didn't tell them she was going to pray. I can give you many examples. Listen, I'm telling you, 40 years battles are faced. To take God one evening of deep prayer, we say, okay, by the way, this is the person who said that this thing must not happen in your life. And wickedness has gone high. It's gone nuclear. They go to people physically now. They go to your office now, to your guard. This is not in the spirit realm anymore. In between social media and physical places, they go. Say, hello, it's our son. He's not due for that promotion. You didn't hear me. He's not. Just then he was in the spirit. Now he's in the physical. Before, they need a lot of investment and strategy. That's too much. Now they go around following you. They know where you are. I am telling you, it's not bad. I'm not giving you fiction. If you want me to see the stomach, part of it is oral word. There are days I will talk now, the entire country will break. The kind of secrets that I know. Mother who's disturbing daughter. Wife who is disturbing husband. Husband is disturbing wife. Plenty things I've seen. And both of them will come for prayer. So you are now bound to say, just be fasting and praying. Give them 7 days again. And another 7 days. Because you can't tell wife or husband that this is the... Say, oh Lord. I saw what the man of God said. There was quick deliverance this morning. But it must stop that it comes back again. When you hear again and again, something is going on. A human being is trying to write their signature. God doesn't do those things. Whatever it does forever. It is human beings that God doesn't want to destroy. He wants them to also repent. Do you understand? So it keeps them alive. They are the ones that make it difficult and they are going back and forth. It's human beings, not God. Demons don't know your... They don't know anything about you. Listen, they have their own agenda and they can be fighting their battle with God on another lane. Does it concern you? We are just unfortunate. We are fortunate in Jesus' name. We are just in the middle of a complex web. So human beings go and empower them and say, you know, I don't want nobody in this family to be like this and all of that. I don't want to start pointing to people and tell you what's said about resistance is true. My God. There are people in this congregation this morning that by now you should actually be in your own property, personal house. Man of God, by the way, the Lord is giving you property. I said last time. He's giving you your own property in a very miraculous way. There is a ministry not too far from here. At Mujinoro Popo here. We had the vigil on Friday night. This is on tape. And they got a property and they didn't know what to do. They were going to build. And I said it was going to take 6 months. So it was on Friday night when the vigil. And the Lord spoke to me and said, they will not see rain, they will not see wind, but the trough shall be filled. That on Tuesday morning, they will be doing their service in a covered environment. I saw them doing, man of God, about 25 million naira came out that weekend. Work started on Saturday afternoon. On Tuesday afternoon, it was the Mesama Demi that opened it. Just down the road here. The Lord reminds me of that testimony. In a way that you do not expect, there will be speed. See every stubborn resistance. Are you getting with every stubborn resistance against my life that God has dealt with on this mountain this morning in the name of Jesus? You collapse forever, collapse, collapse, forever, 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 collapse, 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 forever, collapse, collapse, forever, collapse, 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 collapse forever, collapse forever. Collapse forever, collapse forever, collapse forever, collapse, collapse forever, 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 collapse forever. In Jesus' mighty name we are free. Say, attackers of my helper. If you hear me say a prayer point, I know them in the scripture. I don't have time to show you. I'm not one of those people who do warfare without knowing the Bible. Make no mistake. There's no time for me to now say, read this place, read that place. Jesus said, let's go to the other side. When they got to the middle of the storm, I think, is this Mark or Luke, one of those two? Chapter 5, chapter 4, towards the end of chapter 4. He said, let's go to the other side. When they got to the high sea, high bloody sea, the storm arose. When they got to the other side, they did only one miracle. After that miracle, they left. You see all that high sea nonsense that was going to kill Jesus, the one that had the anointing without measure, the only invisible Son of God. It doesn't matter the size of this your Jesus. The devil is very, very. This is the Son, the only begotten Son. He said, this is my beloved Son. In whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. They didn't care. They were going to wreck him. They woke him up. Say, Master, are you not caring that we're going to die? The storm came to kill them. Jesus looked at the storm. Say, your faith is little. Anyway, he dealt with the storm. Once they healed the madman of the Gadarenes, they left that place. They did what? All that storm was because of him. Say, wicked powers. After my destiny. Attacking my helpers. What are you waiting for? Enter into your destruction quickly. In the name of Jesus. Enter your destruction. Enter by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Our time is not too much. Please add some more energy. Next Sunday, I won't be here. Upper Sunday, you understand? Apostle and I will be talking much on WhatsApp. You're hearing greetings from me. That's all. Tolerate me for today. You know, take your energy. I don't want us to go say, grab a brother, you know, so I can shake somebody. No. You know? How do you possess one man with a legion? How? What did he do now? Hello? How many mathematicians are in there? What's a legion? 12,000. One. Say wicked deployment. Causing continuous resistance. Today is your day. Out of my life. Enter your destruction by fire. Enter. Today is your day. Enter your destruction. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. God bless you, sirs. I like the way you are praying, sirs. God bless you. That man's destiny, you won't understand until he said to Jesus Christ that he wanted to follow him. He was too afraid of what he has gone through. They abandoned him. The chain cannot hold him. They abandoned him to among the dead. I wish I could say Yoruba. Agbara wo lo je kin dabi en to ti kuti mo de se wa laaje. You see, eyan ki gbe, eyan gidi ki gbe boji. You see, a real human being does not live. Ki lo ni to yo jade nle laaro. Wa yo ni bi Nicodemus, wa yo laaro kile to mo. Torogun don de ayipo wa tun yo wole lale, wa ma rin bi aliga bi oga. Sorry. Prayer and I wanted to be gentle this morning. Oh God. I wanted to behave myself, you know. When you're in the house of prayer, these are the kind of things that happen. I came to pray like a Briton today, you know. So God, the Lord bless you, the Lord promote you, the Lord. You understand? You don't understand? You don't fully understand? Okay, we are now at home. Why are you living among dead people? What kind of warfare condemns a man of great intelligence to be living outskirts of the town? His family members bound him with a chain and they kept him among tombs. He removed himself. No psychiatric hospital could take his case. There are people that you can't be among human beings. You are like in regime of the dead. You know why? You will leave house at home at 5 o'clock in the morning. In the night, you will come out like a gamma lizard because you cannot. I mean, many years ago, we went to mountain. So one brother, the man of the mountain said, "Brother Sansa, you can go home." The man said, "No, daddy, I like the rock." That's it. The man of God said, "Ah, wadalang by another gamma lizard." I said, "Man, I said, what should pray for him?" But we laughed. But I understood what the man was saying. He said, "You see, what battles have ostracized your economy? You are not operating in the bigger league. You are not among people. Those things come from local powers around you. You see, what power is ostracizing me? What problems are they using? I don't want to know the number of legions. Today, I receive my full restoration." Say, my father, whatever the legions might be, today is my day of full restoration. Full restoration. That's it. Receive it. In Jesus' mighty name, we are afraid. Ah. You know the story now? When Jesus told those pigs, when Jesus told the demons to go out, what was their request? Who knows the Bible verse? They said what? They said, "Should not send them to dry places. Send them to the pigs. To the swine." What is swine? Plenty pigs. Your academic career that the enemy has stood against, I rebuke in the name of Jesus. Your brilliance that the enemy saw when you were in secondary school, that made them to start stopping your journey and make academics difficult for you, let the judgment of the Lord come upon them in the name of Jesus. Orogun mama to bi ogan to lo ni kawe doke bo lorun se so to ba wa laye kuko pa bi oba silaye awon to fi ejo le lowo inu egbe to moruko e lo olorun ko gba be koja iwe eri e phd e ta gbe sabe omi loni angel olorun ko fa jade olorun ko fa jade olorun ko fa jade Olorun ko fa jade. 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 Ni irorun lo kawe ko deni nla. Ase woli igun ko da yi pada. Atun iwe oro agbe si aye eko. Jesu agbara wa. Said that she cast them to the swine. What happened to the swine? They ran violently. What happened to Jesus on the IC? Are you seeing the pattern? You see, those powers are the marine forces. So when Jesus, the deliverer, the helper, was on his way to go and deliver him, they were going to capsize his boat. That man was supposed to have used the whole of his life to run mad and finally run into the sea like that. Because the forces possessing the programming, what the program, they had programmed that man. That at the end of the day, this was the trajectory of his life. Do you understand? So every attempt to make him behave normal, like binding, and not finally run into the sea. Fraud. So the cemetery that was near the sea was final location. That's how the enemy was. They're programming. They'll keep teleguiding you. You'll be meeting the wrong people. You'll be near. There is already a programming. So when his deliverer was also coming, he began to run into serious crisis because of the man he was coming to deliver. Do you understand now? You see, the ocean contains many spirits, but that's not for today. This is just a simple prayer point. Say, whatever powers. I was tempted to say marine powers. Something is not marine, you understand? Say, whatever powers. Have been deployed. Against the trajectory of my success. And rewriting the journey of my life. And rerouting the journey of my life. Today is your last operation. Lord Jesus, according to the word of the Lord, according to the testament of the blood of Jesus, I command them all, leave my life alone now. Jump out by fire. Leave my life, leave my life. Jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out. According, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out. All your instruments, jump out, 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 jump out by fire, 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 jump out by fire. In Jesus' mighty name we are afraid. Those powers were monitoring that guy. They were monitoring even the deliverer on the way. You don't understand? They were with him, but they were monitoring the deliverer. They were there was a connection on the IC that is coming, the person that will deliver him. So they are sent emissaries ahead. That same body of water that shall be in Jesus Christ's burial ground, in Jesus' name, it didn't happen. It would have been the man's burial ground. There are Ogunwa to man folatara interfering on the water around the way. The person wants to help you suddenly begins to go to trouble because of you. That's when they will demote the person. That's when they will cancel the file. Once you see that pattern, you are dealing with a certain level of principality and power. I need to deal with them. There's no other way. You need to do what? You can't avoid it. You can't wish the way. You can't say, oh Lord, why am I the Trump? What did I do? You didn't do nothing. They just after you. And you just have to deal with them. Say coordinating, connecting powers. Giving each other signals. Creating continuous conflict on the road of my helpers. What are you waiting for? Lose your power. Enter your destruction. Enter, 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 enter your destruction. 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 One week, Panwebe. 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 Enter your destruction. Enter your destruction. In Jesus' mighty name, we are afraid. My sister, are you married? Anytime any man says they want to marry you, it's one crisis to the other. Everybody, let me point to her. Say, by the name of the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, go and get married. Say, powers that afflict your suitors. What are you waiting for? Enter your destruction. By force, by fire. Enter, 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 enter your destruction. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are afraid. Forgive me, I've been through warfare. See, forget this person you are looking at. Forget the panache. Once that knows me there, we grew up together. Our younger brother and I were classmates. I've gone through stuff. What did I say? Before we have your artillery. So when I say people must die for people to break through, I'm talking practically. There are people that died and people started getting job in the family. You're not getting me. Some people died. They people started getting job. And before they died, we said so that any lone digo going long knock or could going by then your soon are day. Where was I on the prayer? I don't know, I've given her a word about the madman of the gatherings. Connecting. They are coordinating themselves constantly. You come out of your house, you meet problem on the way. There are some forces behind the scenes. And like I told you, it's no longer spiritual. People pick phone call now, say hello, don't help him more. It's our son. It's very irresponsible. I'm not talking fiction. People are that serious now. They look at your social media. Say, is wearing jeans? Is even able to subscribe? This is posted by Samsung. They are using Meta. Posted by Samsung S25 Ultra Plus. iPhone 16 Plus. Hello, okay. Hello, then iPhone 16 Plus. Yes, be alone, yes. iPhone 16 Plus. 1.7. The mom 1.7. 1.7. All right. Only secret loving post. Lori, can you lori? So, total if 1.7 are phone. Oma de tin lo won sa eni eke o mi gba ata ofa yen to people are engineering. You travel to Dubai through the cargo part of the plane. You know that's economy of economy of the economy, because you are passing business class as they tell fee the foreign life tag UAE in your village. So they are using business class battle to fight you. Say, Pastor, me, I don't know how they are finding out. The following day, in our dream in Dubai, they find yourself back in the village. As you arrive by dream. Also, wickedness, they don't need to invest in a demon that will show them on the screen anymore. In between your social media and asking to your friends, hello, say, they're good already. After when I say, me, good, obey anybody. Oh, very arrogant. Sowing seed in your friend who should be your helper. That is how the man said he was not going to stay in that village anymore. He wanted to follow Jesus. What powers have said, I will not have a base, making me afraid of any move. Any family here, you do a family party and then everybody gets attacked. No, you are in a citadel of wickedness. Did you hear me? You do a wedding, you do something, and there's attack immediately after. Know that you are in a den of where? You don't need any other, no other prophecy. I saw that signal in my own family for about 17 years. It will take me 20 years to decode in the spirit. I know this. See this happens, I'm giving you. There are some things that say we fought a beast in Ephesus. I know date and time. When we did party of grandpa and everything started, we did party of grandma, everything started. Immediately finished from the following day after the ceremony, there's trouble. That is confirmation and confirmamento. That you got to leave the house and resume on the mountain. You're not in a friendly place, you're in hostile. In ministry, we call it present and continuous persistent threat of a volatile dynamic situation. If you tell any military man that, they carry gun. The guys don't sleep anymore, it's like that. Say, don't worry. Once they read the signal, the guy said it now. Present and continuous threat of dynamic situation. And he can, and they now add the last phrase. All commands are signaled to be on watch. Because anything, they won't say anything can happen. Just a dot, that's the end of the signal. The what do you call the artillery master begins to oil all the guns, begins to bring out everything. Tanks are mounted. The Air Force is concerned. It's as if a war started already. Thank you. That's what it's called. So there are people that should resume. Once you see that sign, I will finish ceremony. Battle starts. For everybody in the family, what powers that making every move of success difficult, signaling me to regression? Do you know what that means? You take a small step, massive attack. Try to open a new shop, that's a response. You feel a pullback like that. It means that attack. You don't have to wait and say, what's happening? Who did I offend? Pastor, we spent 30 million on that business and it did not work. Who did I offend? No. Did you offend anybody? They are your family members. Jesus knows so. Only the members of a man's household are his own enemies. Say, powers resisting me forcing me and reclining my effort. Your last operation was the last. Lose your powers. Enter your destruction. Lose your power. Enter your destruction. Enter your destruction. Enter your destruction. Enter your destruction. Lose your powers. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. I don't want to point to anybody as I'm closing my eyes. There are many of you here. Once people say they want to help you, resistance starts. It's another healthy sign that you are under a type of siege. My problem, because today, as man of God was missing, the siege was lifted. The root cause is being uprooted right now in the name of Jesus. God bless you, mommy. You know, you see the root cause, you are seeing them. There's connected powers. There's constant recline. They bind him with chain. How do they take him to psychiatrist? Anytime they do anything, it doesn't work. But that's not where I'm going. And we are getting to the close gradually. You know what happened to the young man? Jesus said, go and do what? What did Jesus tell him? Go and tell your... You know the Bible, yes? Go and tell your people, yes? What great thing the Lord has done for you. And how he has had compassion on you. Yes. Go on. You're about to see all these attacks. And he departed. Pause. This man is an evangelist of Decapolis anointing. The word Decapolis, Lagos is one metropolis. Lagos and environs. Ikorodu, all the way to Ikorodu. Ekpe, Badagry. This entire Lagos is just one metropolis. What's the size of metropolis? Between 10 million at the smallest and above. There are decapolis in the world that are 40, 45 million. Lagos, I think, Lagos says 25, 30-ish. Which is the size of Ghana? Don't let Ghanaians hear me. They are my friends in Ghana. But I used to jokingly tell them in Accra that, you know, should be under Lagos Protectorate. You should not be talking. Say we have untapped power supply. I said, listen, people are not complex. Your economy is small. Everybody, look, all of you are very orderly. Say in Lagos, we are like a million tribes. On this street alone, there's a Nupe man, a Kanuri man, a Biobio man, Fufude man, a Gara man, Fuga man, Tega. You know, Tega is Chinese. You understand? My father used to say that in Lagos, he believes that dead people also are. Some people are roaming the earth. Say because there's a way Lagosians are, that the entire place is just very littered with everybody. So you can't be Ghana, how many tribes are there? Say, hell, brother, Charlie. We're very orderly, we're very organized. Say, why would you be organized? In Ondo State, there are streets where the males of a certain tribe and the females of the same tribe don't speak the same language. In Ondo State, there are places where a street, so on this side of the street is one tribe, south of the street, Sanda tribe. In Ondo State, there is places where this house are two different tribes. This house, one tribe. This house, another tribe. This house is this other house's tribe. So, so every two houses, the tribe change. And they are all peacefully coexisting. In Ondo State, I'm telling you. You now compare Nigeria to them. But that's not the issue. The mass evangelistic ministry should cover 200 million people at the minimum. Give me that scripture again. The word "public" suggests that he wasn't doing Jesus Bala. Repent with megaphone. Repent. The Lord has been good to me. Therefore, many people repent. No. The word "public" suggests that he had a big ministry. It suggests that there was a large scale thing going on. He was an international evangelist of people like Renard Bonkish or Billy Grahamish. This is why. So how many demons did the devil? 12,000. How many places was supposed to stop? 10 cities, about 200 million human beings. That was the catchment of his glory. The enemy had seen these signs. This is why they faced him with the legion. The Bible says, count it all joy when you pass through diverse temptations and pressures, for this light affliction shall yield a bigger weight of glory. The word glory itself is kabod or kavod. In the original translation of scripture, something that has weight, size, and stature. Everything you are going through in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is far smaller than the light that is ahead of you. This is why you cannot give up. 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 Hello. It looked like the man's attack was much, Abby. It looks like it was too big for one man. But this is why the enemy was against him. So the bigger the size of the glory. And he departed and began to publish. The word publish suggests some force, some energy, some power. The timid man who sat with Jesus had received power and financial help and was going about the Decapolis. How great things Jesus has done for him and how many men? That suggests to me that 200 million men marveled. You don't understand? He published in the Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him and all men. It means that there was nobody in that 200 million who did not marvel. His matter was talk of the town. People heard the story and people knew. This is where you will say, my father, my father. My father, my father. Glory of my creation.
Glory of my creation.
Maybe I should say the prayer point. Say, swallow up my adversaries.
Swallow up my adversaries.
Swallow up my problems.
Swallow up my
problems. Manifest by force, by fire. Manifest, manifest, manifest. Oh, you glory of my creation. Oh, you manifestation of God's plans for me. Manifest, 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 manifest. Manifest, 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 manifest. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed.
Amen.
Jesus didn't leave him delivered. He left him empowered.
Amen.
There are people who deliver you so that you can remain continuous. I saw Apostle Benga's spirit. As was ministry, he really wanted people liberated. I go to ministries where You cannot dare to empower the pastor's people because you can see in his spirit that he wants the people to remain under him. Do you understand? Jesus resisted that he should follow him. He said, stop it. That's not the original plan about your life. What are you talking about? Stop running. He's not my pastor. He cannot say I'm going to. My friend, clear eyes. You are going to the Decapolis. You didn't hear me.
Hallelujah.
You will not die in this battle.
Hallelujah.
You are coming out totally.
Yeah.
And when you finally come out, the instrument of your theological school is your own deliverance.
Yeah.
Say power to publish.
Power.
Because the guy began to publish in Decapolis. How do I explain this? Can anybody help me look for the word publish and put it on the screen? Meaning of the word publish. That word will give us some insight. Because it's not sufficient to be delivered. You have to publish. You have to actualize the original plan. Can you hear me? Yes, sir. Anybody there? The word publish. Synonyms of the word publish. Synonyms, sir. Does somebody have it? Give us power in mind.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To make information available to people.
To make information available to people.
Especially in a book, magazine, newspaper, or to produce and sell a book, magazine, or paper.
Can you hear that the man is an entrepreneur? was supposed to have printing press kind of thing. I checked many translations of that published. There's none of them that discuss the work as small, like somebody doing bail. I was looking for the picture of what the man was doing. You can't read Decapolis that way. And if he was Decapolis, he probably had donkeys he was riding. Mm. If it was Decapolis, there would be small rivers connecting them, right? Yeah. Do you understand? Yeah. That was why they chained him in that place. At the end of his life, they wanted him to run into the river. Because the past afflicting him came from that river. Mm. Do you understand this now? Say, my God-given dream.
My God-given dream.
Arise.
Arise.
Receive the power to publish.
Receive the power to publish.
Please, please wait. I prophesy into your life, everyone here, that may you begin to see who you are. Amen. I don't want to go into telling everybody one by one. If some of you see how God has made you, after service today, you refuse to go, just sit down and be praying. You will do more prayers than Pastor and Pastor Mrs. will recommend. Joseph's brothers saw him. They said, here comes the dreamer. Watch Joseph was coming. As soon as he saw his brothers afar off, he ran towards them. Joseph saw his brothers, man of God. They saw the dreamer. At that time, he had not dreamt about interpreting anybody's dream. The butler and baker had not, he had not dreamt anything. He was just thinking and dreaming his own life's dream. And they somehow figured out that his dream was about his life. In fact, they said, we will kill him now. So his dream was stronger than his life. Did you understand that? His dream, to their perception, the reason why they were going to kill him was because of his dream. There are some of you here, the day God shows you your dream and who your life is, you will lose your life immediately. Do you understand? You will begin to fast at a level, say, don't kill yourself, don't have us. The day your eyes begins to open, one of the assignments of the New Testament prophet is to open people to such realms where you are not able to sleep anymore because you have been introduced to who you are now. You are now looking for capacity. Do you understand the impact of this prayer now? The power to publish that you are no longer easy with sleep. And now I prophesy that every evil door of weaknesses, every evil door of weaknesses, limiting weaknesses in your mortal body that the enemy has opened up, that is feeding your weaknesses, we close them down now in the name of Jesus. Number two, every door of the infiltrator that's been opened in anyone's life or in this ministry to negate God's dream on this mountain or anyone's life, we shut them down in the name of Jesus. Amen. Therefore, we open the door to the helpers.
Amen.
We open the door to the helpers. Let your helpers locate you.
Amen.
Every storm on the ice that your helper is going through, if you can shout one loud amen, let the storm cease now in the name of
amen.
Jesus. Every week has a helper. Every month has a helper. Every day has a helper. In your life, locate them all your life. They locate you in Jesus' name. You will no longer leave your house on a daily basis and not return home having been helped until you become a great and mighty man, until you become a great and mighty woman. I open the channels of help over your life in the name of Jesus. Anywhere you turn to, there shall be help. In the morning, there shall be help. After, there shall be help. Evening, there shall be help. Helper upon helper. Testimony of helps. The ministry of helps, the angels of helps, locate your life now in the name of Jesus. Jesus was the helper of the Decapolis. There were helpers that probably led that man to the tomb. There were helpers that tried to bind him with chains. But one day, the ultimate helper met him. From today, you have met Jesus. Therefore, begin to meet your ultimate helpers that Christ has sent. I said, begin to meet them.
Begin to meet them. Begin to meet them. Thank you, Jesus. The last. God bless you. She understands the amen. The last prayer point. O you, my vision.
O you, my vision.
No, that's not ISO. That is the reason why you were born. O you, my purpose.
O you, my
purpose. O you, my dreams.
O you, my dreams.
Come alive.
Come alive.
Receive power.
Receive power.
To publish.
To publish.
Do you understand? I didn't want to add the Decapolis because some of you may actually be more than the Decapolis. I didn't want to say, do you understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? Say, oh, you my visions and my dreams and my purpose. Come alive. Receive power to manifest across the nations according to the will of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Receive power, receive.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.